Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
You ready? Are you mad or not? Big mad, little mad. No, but really, what are you mad at?
It's official. Joe Biden will be the next President of the United States.
What?
Yep, yep, to the yep, yep. It's your girl, POC. Tune in, WHYY 90.9 FM. Are you mad or not? You already know what time it is. I'm standing here with another community resident, and I have to ask you, with everything going on right now with this recent 2020 election, Donald Trump, President 45, is saying he is not leaving office without a fight, and we all know Philly got up and got out in order to make sure that Pennsylvania went back blue. Does it make you mad or not that Donald Trump is not leaving office without a fight? WHYY.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think I just think it's time for him to accept that he was voted out by voters and to accept his defeat gracefully and with dignity. And I feel like he's really missing out on that opportunity right now.
We're now just coming into what they call Trump territory. I don't know what you call it.
I'm really hopeful that there'll be a peaceful transfer of power and that President Biden doesn't have to resort to any violence to get Trump out of office.
If you don't mind saying your first name and what part of the city you represent.
Oh, Tara and Northern Liberties.
I appreciate you. Thank you. What is there to be mad at?
I don't know what's really going on far as behind the scenes that these politicians know. So I can just go based upon what's actually happening and what's changing and what's not. As far as right now, we're going back into a pandemic, or we never got out of it, but everything's being shut down again. So I don't know if it's getting better or it's getting worse. You just got to wait and see what Biden does now. That's what I'm just focused on. My name is Brian. I'm from Philadelphia, North Philly.
WHYY.
Does that make you mad or no?
It does. I think it's very unfair for voters, and he already did a lot of damage to the community, and he's continuing to do that, and he's trying to make the job of next government very difficult.
It's going to be almost impossible to catch, and we're coming into good Pennsylvania areas where they happen to like your president.
Your radio's long.
Yeah, I think seeing how the president is reacting, I don't think he's going to make it. He's going to make it as difficult. It seems like he's going to make it as difficult as he can. So hopefully he's not successful in doing that, and people with senses will support what is right and what is respectable to be done in inauguration. But I'm pretty sure it's not going to go as smooth as it has gone. My name is Sophia Shrestha, and I live in Logan Square in Philadelphia.
Most importantly, we're winning Pennsylvania by a tremendous amount.
Big mad, little mad. WHYY.
Does that make you mad or no?
It kind of does, because everything that he's claiming right now is being very clearly shown to not be effective or just outright wrong. All media is covering it, and I feel like if any of the media was turned against it, it'd be very strange. But I think overwhelmingly, the whole world is looking at us right now, and for this to happen on top of the last 4 years of all this crazy stuff, on top of the corona and everything, I think it's very strange that he would say no to this, and it's incredibly, it doesn't play towards him in any way. You know, it'd make it look so much better, and he's always about trying to make himself look good. Why isn't he just handing it over? It would play towards him, and everything he's doing is working against him. So I don't know how he sees it, but
keep your radios
it's not a good look. My name is CJ.
I mean, literally, we were just all set to get outside and just celebrate something that was so beautiful, so good, such a vote, such a success.
Are you mad or not?
It does not make me angry at all. It makes me fearful and scared. If they're not willing to follow the laws for the past 4 years and now, you know, what is that influence going to have on the future?
WHYY.
Aren't ready to give up, even though it's legally a new president supposed to be in office. But I'm hopeful it's the United States. We've been here for a long time that, you know, greater forces will prevail and Biden will be in office.
Yep, yep, to the yep, yep. You already know what time it is. It's your girl, POC, WHYY 90.9 FM. Are you mad or not? Tune in.